It is hard to believe, but we're just 6 months away from electing a president here in the U.S. The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are concerned Russia may employ new tactics to interfere. They warn, keep your eye on a wealthy businessman known as Putin's chef. Yevgeny Prigozhin was head of the now infamous Internet Research Agency, the source of influence schemes on the U.S. 2016 election. Prigozhin has now been linked to Russian influence operations in Africa. U.S. officials think his activities there could provide hints of what to expect here. Shelby Grossman is a researcher at the Stanford Internet Observatory. She's been following Russian interference in African countries. So Yevgeny Prigozhin, some will recall that he was indicted in the Mueller investigation, Shelby. When did you start hearing about him and Russian influence operations in these six nations in Africa?
Yeah, so we started investigating Prigozhin's influence in these African countries in October of last year when, in collaboration with the Dossier Center, which is an investigative organization, and Facebook, we helped to identify a network of 73 Facebook pages and a handful of Instagram accounts that were targeting people in Libya, Mozambique, Madagascar, the DRC, Central African Republic, and Sudan. And this was a network of social accounts that were linked to a group tied to Prigozhin.
And what were some of your key takeaways on these influence operations in these countries? What's the aim?
Yeah, so the aim varied a little bit across countries, but generally the goal of the pages was to spread like hyper-partisan cheerleading content supporting the various political actors that Prigozhin supports. So, for example, in Libya, many of the pages were what I would call Muammar Gaddafi nostalgia pages. So these were pages that would posted things like, weren't things so great in Libya under Gaddafi? And then every once in a while, they would throw in posts about one of his surviving sons, Saif Gaddafi, and the posts would say things like, wouldn't Saif make such a great president one day? And then just to give one other example, in Mozambique, the pages were very straightforward. They were set up 1 month before Mozambique's elections last year, and they existed exclusively to support the ruling party. So there would be posts of like the incumbent at a very well-attended rally, and the text would say something like, isn't the president doing such a great job fighting the Islamist insurgency in the north?
So after doing this research on Russian influence campaigns on African elections, how much more concerned did you become that Prigozhin could duplicate these efforts this year in the U.S. come November?
Yeah, so I think the main implication for the U.S. is that with this Africa report, we saw their tactics evolving in one important way, and that is that they were hiring and franchising local people to create their disinformation. And so this is very distinct from the Internet Research Agency's activities that targeted the U.S. in 2016, which were generally run out of St. Petersburg. And, you know, with hindsight, you can go back to their now suspended social posts and see that there were some pretty clear English as a second language issues. But by franchising to locals, so for example, the Sudan pages were linked to two Sudanese news websites that employed actual Sudanese reporters. There's some evidence that the Libya Facebook pages were being run by an Egyptian digital marketing firm. And so by having local or regional actors create the content is going to feel more authentic to social media users. It's going to be harder to detect. And I think that's something that we could possibly see in the U.S. today.
Shelby Grossman, a researcher at the Stanford Internet Observatory. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Marco.